Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for a fine pearl. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. The Gospel of the Lord. In the second reading for this Sunday from the first book of Kings, Solomon has a dream, and God appears to tell him to ask for something, and God will give it to him. Solomon realizes the complexity of his situation. He's to rule a people so vast that it cannot be counted. In a brilliant moment, he says, "Give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people and to distinguish right from wrong." He asks for practical wisdom, and God grants his request, because he didn't ask for long life or riches or power over his enemies. So the Lord says, "I give you a heart so wise and understanding that there has never been anyone like you up to now, and after you there will come no one to equal you." Well, the gospel develops this theme and speaks of the pearl of great price. Discovering this, a person would sell everything to possess it. It'd be good for you to take some time to discover such a wonderful reality in your own soul and in your experience. I can't boast of great achievements or excellence ever. However, in times of tranquility, I can become more familiar with the deepest desires of my heart, and I'm blessed and encouraged by such intense longing, which in many ways would be the very best thing about me. No, I do not have great achievements, but from time to time I come across a longing that connects me with all that is most beautiful and excellent in my life, and those of my brothers and sisters. I would even say that this intense desire is my best channel to all things that speak of the mystery of God. I come again to the now familiar story of the poor man who encounters the pearl of great price. Anthony de Mello told it years ago, and you probably are familiar with the story in one form or another. A man on a journey is being assisted across the stream when he discovers that the ferryman has found in the bank an extraordinarily beautiful precious stone. And when he sees it, our traveler is just overcome by the beauty of the stone. And then he reflects on his own life and realizes that this stone is so valuable that it would ensure comfort and security for his wife and children, really solve all his problems. He was very poor. And he's so taken by the beauty of the stone that he behaves in a way that for him was not really very characteristic. He asked the ferryman if he would give him the stone. To his surprise, the ferryman reaches into the pouch he has at his side and gives it to him. As our traveler goes onward on his journey, he is just about the happiest man alive. His future is secure. And then, in the story, a most remarkable thing happens. The next day, our traveler returns to the ferryman, and he's troubled. And he places the stone before him and says that he's returning the stone. And then he says, "Now I want to ask you to give me something far more valuable. Whatever it is that allowed you to give me the stone in the first place." Well, here we have moved from the level of material limitation to spiritual freedom. Today's gospel encourages us to consider the possibility in our own lives, these hectic times that are indifferent or even hostile to the world of the Spirit, to enter into this deeper sense of reality right within our own hearts and souls. Too often, I allow my life to be defined by my worries and responsibilities. I like to think of myself as a problem solver. Well, what does the pearl of great price begin to suggest for you and for me? Sometimes the most beautiful things about a person are the hidden desires of the heart and the soul. And unless we dispose ourselves and prayerfully ask and live out some of the right questions and needs, these splendid desires will remain hidden and unfulfilled, and we'll be frustrated. For the past 3 years, I've been working at a retreat house, and this has provided an excellent opportunity to meet people who are really ready to take some steps in spiritual growth. What a joy it is to meet a person who's discovered that it's necessary for us to step up beyond our problems and responsibilities and claim our true heritage and calling. It's as if someone has come alive. The living gospel itself is that pearl, that most precious possession, and as we give it away by preaching and most especially by acts of loving service, forgiveness, we're delightfully surprised by the riches we discover. While I myself am seeking the pearl of great price, I need to notice the freedom, generosity, holiness of people who give away riches and gifts because they're so focused on the divine reality. As I mentioned, as a pastor, I like to think of myself as a problem solver, but that's simply not enough. I need to move from being a troubled, needy, very busy person to an encounter with magnanimity. If we have eyes for the deep down goodness of other people and a heart that is alive to their needs, I will find many pearls along the road of life. Well, you say it's all very nice for you to say that, but I never had such an experience. Yet, if you start to engage more vigorously in your faith and begin to actively remember what Christ has done for you, you will find that pearl of greatest price is, and that it's at your disposal. Through the mercy of Christ, the greatest treasures and adventures are there for us, and we may even reflect the richness of this experience in our service and care for our brothers and sisters. May you find that pearl this day and rejoice in God's kindness.